dusk time and quiz answer. Well, dusk is now at 10 to 9, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. Now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question when we asked you, Brassica olorosa is better known as what? Well, another toughie unless you know a little Latin. Or, as is the way with many phrases like this, plants or animals. However, we can see no clues in this question at all. You either know the answer or you don't. And it's actually a cabbage. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, King Charles announced as RNIB patron. His Majesty King Charles III has agreed to be patron of the RNIB, so continuing the charity's royal patronage. Her late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was patron of RNIB from her accession to the throne in 1952 until her death in 2022. Matt Stringer, the RNIB chief executive, said, "We are delighted and honoured to announce His Majesty King Charles III as our new royal patron. It continues a long line of support for our organisation from the royal family. RNIB's first patron was Queen Victoria back in 1875," and added, "The support of His Majesty the King will make a huge difference to our organisation's work in breaking down the barriers that exist in society for blind and partially sighted people living across the UK. We look forward to working closely with His Majesty as we move forward into an exciting time for the charity." Secondly, welcome responses to RNIB's latest campaign. Charity efforts urging the need for effective vision rehabilitation is starting to be heard, judging by the government's first formal response to RNIB's Out of Sight campaign. Health Minister Maria Caulfield told the charity, in line with one of its four policy asks, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence should consider whether to create quality guidelines for the provision of effective vision rehabilitation. This update comes as the campaign petition, which calls on UK political parties to commit to ensuring blind and partially sighted people get the vision rehabilitation support they're legally entitled to, has passed 15,000 signatures. Mrs. Caulfield was responding to a letter from RNIB in which it set out what needs to change to improve vision rehabilitation, as well as sharing our research and experiences from blind and partially sighted people. The charity said, "It was good to see each of our points being acknowledged in this detailed response. RNIB stands ready to support in the creation of these quality standards, and we hope to engage with NICE throughout the review of vision rehabilitation." Eleanor Thompson, RNIB's Interim Director of Campaigns, added, "Although the response is a step forward, this is only the start. We need each of the main political parties to commit to specific actions to make timely, high-quality vision rehabilitation support for all a reality. Until then, blind and partially sighted people in England will continue to wait months or even years for a vision rehabilitation assessment and delivery of the subsequent support." And our third item is laser treatments benefits glaucoma over eye drops. Following a study at Moorfields Eye Hospital into laser treatment, National Institute for Health and Care, NICE, guidelines for treating glaucoma have been revised to recommend laser trabeculoplasty as a first-line therapy over eye drops. Laser treatment can help drain fluid in the eye, reducing pressure. Moorfields continues to innovate in glaucoma treatment. To help tackle this increase in demand for laser treatment, it has installed a special laser, which is non-contact and automated, which we are currently auditing. I've high hopes that this will not only allow us to rapidly expand the number of patients we can treat and cut waiting times, but will also be more comfortable for the patients, said Gus Gazzard, consultant ophthalmic surgeon and director of surgery at the hospital. One patient who has been able to benefit from it is Natalie, an emergency response worker who has been working in Ukraine. She is severely allergic to almost all eye drops, including local anesthetics. This means she has been unable to treat her glaucoma with the use of eye drops to lower pressure in her eye, or use conventional laser surgery that would require a local anesthetic. Happily, using the new laser, Moorfields was able to successfully treat Natalie's glaucoma without drops or anesthesia. Now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for more items of local news.